This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That's what you call a perfect segue to the next 4.5 minutes of this radio show, our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. For that, we've got Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and Felix Salmon from Reuters in our studios in New York. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so Felix, what do you think? Is there nothing to see here? Let's move on. Is that what we get out of this ruling on Goldman?
This was a relatively narrow case at the best of times. You know, they might conceivably have found enough evidence to bring criminal charges on one mortgage-backed security deal, which was put together by one bank. But you can't blame the entire financial crisis on one mortgage-backed security deal from one bank. I think that what we've discovered here is that criminal charges are incredibly hard to bring, and that you can't just say, oh, well, we've managed to find some wrongdoing at one bank, therefore it was all Goldman's fault.
All right. I'm going to get back to that point. But Lee, what do you think? Is Wall Street, you know, getting away with it here or what?
I mean, there's certainly been other opportunities that I think have been greater misses than Goldman this week. I mean, you know, if you think about it, no regulators have been able to. We know this. No one has gone to jail for this, whether that's Bear Stearns years ago, Two Traders, Lehman, MF Global. I think, you know, Countrywide, you know, the only person in jail is Bernie Madoff. I mean, but, you know, there's I think that, you know, there was probably a stronger case to be made with the case of Lehman Brothers or certainly with MF Global. You know, it does seem that being greedy is not criminal. And that was what a lot of this is about.
Right.
So it's very hard to prove that the law was broken, although there was definitely the congressional report did say that, you know, traders were calling these securities really bad, flying pigs and all this stuff. And
worse words than that.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Can't say on this radio show.
This is public radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Felix, let me go back to you for a second. In the totality of this thing, we've now looked back. The American public looks back. And for all that they can tell, Wall Street did its thing and we're done now. Right?
Right. And you know, it's possible for a lot of money to be lost and a lot of chaos to be caused by entirely legal actions. I'm not convinced that everything that happened in the run-up to the crisis was entirely legal. But I think Lee makes a good point. If you look at Countrywide, for instance, which is now a part of Bank of America,
the
I think the wrongdoing there... was much greater than the mortgage-backed deals which were going on at Goldman.
And so, Lee, just to put the nail in this coffin, we should just move on, right? Nobody's going to go to jail, and let's regroup and proceed.
I mean, I don't think that's right, and I don't think the public should just move on. I mean, I think ideally there would be more effort made to find the wrongdoing that Felix mentioned, the stuff that really was you know, illegal or, you know, broke the regulations, because it's out there. I mean, and clearly the public is hungering for it. There is definitely, there's been a lack of enough and hard enough prosecution. I really do. Yeah.
But the other thing is there's a huge amount of blame to go around, and it's really hard to pin it all on, like, one criminal act.
Right.
We all were part of that big bubble.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, there's a whole look in the mirror thing here that people ought to do, right, Felix?
The borrowers were part of it. The underwriters were part of it. The investors were part of it. The ratings agencies were part of it. The politicians were part of it. You know, the regulators themselves were part of it. And that's maybe one of the reasons they're not being too zealous about bringing charges, because they know that a lot of the fault is on themselves.
But on the other hand, some of this is exactly what happened in the late 90s with the analyst scandal, you know, touting things that you knew were bad, and people really paid for it, and nobody's paying right now. So things are a little different.
Yeah, and I wanted to move on, but I can't, because what's going to happen now is the people are going to read the headlines in the papers, and they're going to be left with the impression that nobody's paying for this except the American consumer. Felix?
That's
Or Lee, take your pick. You guys discuss amongst yourselves.
I think that's absolutely right, Kai. I think that's absolutely right. And the other thing to think about is what's happening now that we're going to learn about a couple months or a couple years from now. I mean, if there's this message that this is all going to get, you know, no one's going to pay, whether they should or shouldn't can be debated forever, but no one is going to. So if that's the case, you know, what else is being done? We've learned that clearly lots and lots of big risks are still being taken. That's what we learned from the J.P. Morgan trade.
Right.
What else is happening out there that will only surface in the future?
There are big monetary fines, remember. being paid. These banks are paying billions of dollars in fines for wrongdoing.
But
it's not individuals going to jail, and that's the thing which has the deterrent effect.
Right. All right. We got to go. But very quickly, $550 million to Goldman Sachs, Felix, is like nothing, right?
Exactly.
All right. We got to go. Felix Salmon from Reuters, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Have yourselves a good weekend, guys.